This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, blending traditional Persian music with electronica. But first this. It's been 15 years since the space agency NASA launched the Hubble telescope. Over the years, it has gained a devoted following from astrophysicists to amateur astronomers. And so there was a passionate outcry last year when NASA announced it was discontinuing the Hubble program. NASA is now reconsidering that decision. Here to talk with us about the Hubble is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Hello, Ira.
Hello there.
Tell us, Ira, about the major accomplishments of the Hubble.
Well, I think the first one is that the Hubble helped narrow down the age of the universe. For example, we now believe with the help of the Hubble that the universe is around 13.7 billion years old. Before the Hubble, we had a much wider range, somewhere between 10 and 20 billion years old. And the fact that they can actually put the 0.7 in that figure of 13.7 is a testament to just how far they've come. Secondly, it's also helped explain one of the most baffling new findings about the universe, and that is that the universe is pushing itself apart. It's expanding due to some unseen dark energy. And third, I think, and just as importantly, the Hubble photographs of the galaxies and the nebula are so fantastically beautiful that it has made the Hubble a terrific public relations machine. You know, millions and millions of people have gone to the Hubble website to look at the photos. Hubble has become, to modern astronomy, I think, what the astronauts used to be to NASA, tremendously popular.
Well, it sounds like such a winning invention. Why would NASA want to get rid of it?
Well, you know, I think NASA is going to try to save it. The new NASA administrator, Mike Griffin, appears to be thinking about reversing the decision of the last NASA chief about sending astronauts to repair the Hubble so that it doesn't go out of service in a few years. Griffin says that once the return mission of the space shuttle is out of the way, you know, they've done this in the next few weeks, he's going to turn his attention to deciding if a Hubble service mission is viable. He has not ruled it out.
And Ira, has NASA done anything special for this 15th anniversary?
Oh, it really has. It has released two spectacular high-resolution images this week that are really amazing in clarity and they're really joys to look at. They are the Whirlpool Galaxy and the Eagle Nebula. And two features make these images special. One, they have such high resolution that they can be blown up to the size of a highway billboard and they won't lose any detail. And many science museums around the country are showing them in that billboard size this week. And second, if you go to the website, hubblesite.org, you can view an interactive video of these two images which explain graphically the features of these heavenly bodies. And if you're an astronomy junkie like I am, these are truly gifts to all of us on this 15th anniversary of the Hubble.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.